begin to work in the spiritual realm, a lot of times we don't expect the evil spirit to fight back. Because sometimes they don't tell us that evil spirits will fight you back. I don't care how anointed you think you are and how mighty you are in God, there are some spirits that will attack you. I don't care how long you've been fasting. I don't care how long you've been praying. Doesn't matter how long you've been walking with God. There are some spirits that's going to challenge your standard in the Lord. And so say, well, preacher, well, how do you come up by that? Well, the scripture says, and I believe it's in St. Luke chapter 4, that Jesus was in the mound, and Jesus was, according to the scripture, was fasting. And we teach when you're fasting, that's when you really get to your spiritual high. And that when you get your spiritual strength, denying the flesh of its carnal things and giving the spiritual more, your spiritual man, more of the spiritual things. And it said that Jesus was there for 40 days. But guess who was else there? The devil. And no matter how long he kept on fasting, the devil kept on tempting. And see what I'm trying to say. The adversary just don't always come at us when we weak. There are some spirits that's going to attack us when we strong. Going to strike the strong point. And so here they're caught by surprise because I believe that they were under the understanding that if we do like Paul do, then the spirits that run from Paul, these spirits will run from us. But when we come to find out, when we get to the 14 verses says, and there were seven sons. It was seven of them. Seven men. You know, we like to use the number seven in the church. Yeah, the seven days. And, you know, seven has the spiritual meaning. But these seven men of Simeon, they were Jews. And notice, seven chosen people of God. Not because of who they were or who they were born for, but because before they were already called by God and chief of the priests, which did so. So it was some dignitaries inside this. And now listen, so when they begin to do what they do, when they confront the issue, verse 15, open our eyes, and it says, and the evil spirit answered and said, the evil spirit, something that causes pain, sorrow, and wrongdoing. The evil spirit responds. And I want you to realize when you call yourself, you get ready to go out there casting out evil spirits or working against demonic forces, you better get ready for a fight, because they not just going to walk out because of who you think you are or what you say. You better have something in you when you get ready to confront that force, because they know just a little bit more than what you think they know. And so it says the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know. In other words, the spirit said, let me give you a little history. Since you say you're going to come mess with me in the name of Jesus by who Paul preached, let me help you out a little bit. Jesus, I know Jesus. So you don't have to try and tell me nothing about Jesus, because I already know who he is. I already know what he's capable of. I already know what he can do. I know Jesus. And then the spirit goes on and say, and Paul I know. Now, see, I know Paul also. Now, I know Paul, but the question is, do you know Jesus? And do you know Paul? I would assume that you don't really know. You just heard of something. So he returns and he says, but who are ye? Who are you? I don't see you. In our notes of the anointed ones, I don't see you listed in the names of those to beware of that walk in the Lord. I don't see your name here listed among the mighty of God. Who are you? And sometimes when you're trying to pray, a spirit will come and get you and make you think somebody's behind you. And you ever had that feeling when sometimes you be praying and then you feel like somebody's behind you or somebody's standing over you? It's not a good spirit. It's a spirit that brings fear to you. And you stop and you look.
There's evidence that we're running.
Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. Not no. Take a stand. Not knowing I'd lose my best friend. Stand. But I'd rather live right than in hell. Lift up my eyes. All God's children just stand.
Yes, brothers and sisters, that's right. It's time. Stand. It's time. It's time. It's time to stand right here on your Real Love Station. This is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, with your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 27 years, none other than in the person of
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And as always, we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Outreach Ministry, which can be heard right here every Saturday at 12:30. As a matter of fact, I'd like you to get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know that Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, is now on the air. And as always, we're going to ask my wife if she will kindly share with us a scripture, and we're going to go before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. John 15, 1 and 2 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you thanking and praising you, Lord God. Thanking and praising you, Lord God, for just being such a wonderful God. Lord God, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you. We thank you, God, because you've been mighty good. Lord, you deserve all the praises. You deserve all the glory, and we give that to you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in this end time. Lord God, we thank you for who you are and what you're doing in this end time, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for all the souls out there, Lord God, that you would just prick the hearts of your people, Lord God, to give them a mind, Lord, before it's too late, to receive you into their heart, Lord, and to live a life accordingly that you've laid out before us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for all that you're doing. Continue to look on your people everywhere, Lord God, the sick, the backsliders, the people that is going through, the bereaved. Lord God, we continue to lift them up because truly all over this world, this is going on, Lord God. Somebody is laying their loved ones to rest. And God, we're asking you. You're the only one can comfort. You're the only one can do these things. We're asking and believing that you're doing it even now, Lord God. Continue to be with your people everywhere, God. We can't do anything without you. We can't breathe. We can't move. We can't do anything. So we're asking you to have mercy upon us in this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, brothers and sisters. Truly, we thank and praise God for blessing us once again to come into your houses, your places of confinement, your hospital rooms, wherever you might be at the sound of our voice. We're thankful, amen, for you to tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. As you well know, Moments of Inspiration is a well-rounded radio broadcast ministry that is especially formulated to minister to the whole man, primarily in the end times in which that we are now residing in. The Lord is soon to come, and there are many things unfolding around us. There are many questions that are rising in your mind, and you want to know the answers of them. Amen. Some of the things that are unfolding, and even in the book of Revelations that are just unfolding each and every day.
Yes,
amen. Many times people, you know, as I said before, amen, when it comes to being about our Father's business, we have to deal with the matter at hand. And dealing with the matter at hand, amen, God is raising up remnants of people within the confines of the body of Christ that are not afraid to tell God's people what they need to know. Brothers and sisters, as I said before, if the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not suffer his house to be broken up into. You know, there's no such thing as a massive heart attack. I mean, we hear people talk about it. But the truth of the matter is, brothers and sisters, before that massive heart attack or that massive stroke took place, there were warning signals.
Oh, yes.
Signals in the body that were letting you know, yes, you dismissed it as gas. You dismissed it as indigestion. You dismissed it as acid reflux. You dismissed it as just a migraine headache. You dismissed it as too much pressure. I'm up under a lot of stress. But the fact of the matter is there are warning signals in the body to let us know. Well, within the body of Christ, my brothers and sisters, warning signals. That's right, warning signals. Warning signals are being implemented throughout the body of Christ. Will you ignore the symptoms? Will you dismiss them as symptoms, or will you acknowledge that this is the body trying to tell me something is wrong? You see, pain is a good thing because it reminds us that something is wrong. Something is being destroyed. Something is doing something that it has no business doing. So pain can work in a way. But now what happens is most time we treat the symptom and not the problem.
Come on. Root.
We take an aspirin and it helps to just alleviate the symptom.
Yes.
But we don't get to the root cause of the problem. And as children of God, God wants us to understand the root cause of the problem. All of the perplexities and all of the disparities that are happening in our life right now is a direct reflection of disobedience against the principles, oracles, and the statutes and commandments that our God has implemented for his people.
True.
That's right. Amen. When we hear about it, Minister Mildred, the only way that we can get back intact, as a matter of fact, when we go to the book of Revelation, it even speaks about repenting
and
doing your first works over. You know, and so that's what it all boils down to, brothers and sisters. But before we get into it, amen, we got started a little late today, and we're going to have to get off a little early. But nevertheless, want to remind you of some events that are taking place. And even today, beloved Bishop Jackson, Milton Jackson, who I once had the pleasure of working with, even on the radio broadcast ministry, who started the ministry here years and years ago on KYT, they are having the installation service for the pastor that will be taking his place. And I believe that is Pastor Augustine. What I understand, but I was asked to just share a little correction in the time. I think he said it was going to be at 7 o'clock p.m. tonight, but it's going to be actually at 6 o'clock. So those of you in the Marksville area and you know the church over there on Bruett Street, it's going to be at 6 o'clock. They're going to be installing their pastor, the assistant pastor that worked diligently with Bishop Milton Jackson. They're going to be installing him as the pastor today. That is Reverend Augustine. So those of you that can, make your way there. Also, to my friends in the surrounding areas of Alexandria, all up around Pineville, Appaloosas, wherever you are, real close by, I'm inviting you also to be a part of a conference that's taking place July the 5th and the 6th. And the title of this is Leaving the Buzzards and Flying with the Eagles. That's right. This is in conjunction with the God's Church of Alexandria, where the pastor is the Apostle Sheila Waddy. They're hosting their 2013 conference, Leaving the Buzzards, Flying with the Eagles, and it's taking place July the 5th and the 6th. That's going to be Friday and Saturday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. And it will be taking place at the Wesley Methodist Conference Center, located 2350 Methodist Parkway in Woodworth, Louisiana. It's going to be two nights of conference, the move of God, the power of the Lord coming that way, and it's going to be letting God's people know, amen, exactly what's going to be taking place. And what we want to do is just help God's people to know what is happening. And Bishop Townsend will be speaking that Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. We're asking all of our friends near and far to come on out. Also, that Saturday evening will be Apostle Samuel Smith of Monroe, Louisiana. So it's going to be two nights of conference, amen, Leaving the Buzzards, Flying with the Eagles. That will be equipping God's people on how that they can maximize their walk with the Lord. There are many things that you don't understand, and it is imperative, amen, that you understand, amen, how God wants you to be able to know, amen, what it is that needs to be done. And so in the process of doing that, amen, you will know through the Word of God what you must do. There's some things that you must put on. There's some things you must take off. Amen. And the word of God says that if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. All things become new. So on that note, amen, we just thank and praise God. We're expecting all of our friends to come be a part of this conference. And if you need more information, you can call 318-451-0692 or 792-6898 for instructions on how to get there. If you just needed to get information or where you're coming from, and they can give you the information that you need, directions on how to get there. But again, we're looking forward to this conference. Amen. We're looking for the move of God to take place. And I believe that Apostle Waddy is like myself. I believe in just letting God have his way.
Yes.
Amen. When it comes to the Spirit of the Lord, Minister Mildred, I don't believe that, amen, we can mandate how for the Holy Spirit to move.
No.
I believe that, amen, if we get ready to open up with prayer and God says somebody needs to be healed, that's what we'll do. Somebody needs a spirit cast off of them, that's what we'll do. Amen. I do understand protocol. I understand man's protocol, and I also understand the Holy Spirit's protocol.
Man.
Amen. Jesus
Praise
was
God.
Inside the temple. Amen. And even he had to heal a woman that had been bowed down with a spirit of infirmity 18 years. Amen. That had her bowed over. And so one thing about it, amen, followers of Jesus Christ, we know that, amen, we allow the Spirit to have its way. We thank God for Apostle Waddy already putting that out there, that Bishop, however the Lord use you, let him use you to that capacity. So we're excited about that. We're expecting all of our brothers and sisters to come be a part of this conference. All denominations are welcome. All seats are absolutely free. All you need to do is come with a willing heart and a made-up mind to receive what God has in store for you. On that note, anything else, Minister Mildred, before we
No, we just thank and praise God for this day, and amen. And as you were saying about that, I said, you know, people need to leave the buzzards and start flying with the eagles. The chickens are flying with the who? Praise God. But nevertheless, you know, we're living in a time now. We can't stay where we're at, but we got to come up. And that's what the conference is about. Amen. And this time, it's time for transformation. Amen. We don't need anything that will hinder us to stay where we're at, because we're preparing to meet him when he come back. So we just thank and praise God for that. And we're just anticipating a great time. Amen. This our 5th of July, Friday. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for that. Amen. And we just want to just encourage the people on today just to go higher in the things of the Lord. Amen. Go higher in the things of God. God is calling us to come up higher. And we bless God for that.
Amen, brothers and sisters. And we just thank and praise God for you, and even to the caller that was trying to call in. Amen. We didn't open up the phone lines just yet, but we do understand, amen, that there are people that are in need of prayer. They're in need of counseling. They're in need, amen. But God can meet your needs on today. And immediately after we go off the air, amen, we give a number where we can be reached at. And I can even give you that number now. Amen. 662-704-0630. Myself and my wife, Minister Mildred, would love to pray with you. We'd love to stand in agreement, amen, with you. But brothers and sisters, amen, again, I want to share something with you. We shared something on last week, amen, and we want to let you understand, amen, the importance of understanding that we are in the end times. And when you look around, Minister Mildred, and you see things that are unfolding around us each and every day, amen, murderings, killings, all of these things, amen. And the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun.
That's right. That's
amen.
Right.
There's nothing new under the sun. Amen. Domestic violence, amen, is taking place. Husbands beating their wives, wives abusing their children. Just read not recently where this woman who was on drugs allowed her live-in boyfriend to have sex with her little two-month-old child.
3 months, yes.
Two-month-old child, amen, just for his own perverted reason and lifestyle. A registered pedophile, amen.
And
a registered
killed her,
pedophile.
Bishop, and yes. The poor baby died.
Yes, it did. Amen.
We're living in that time. Like you said, these are the last days, the end time. And there are just horrific things that we see in the news, that we read. And it's a sad state of where we're at. And that's why the voices of people has to cry loud and spare not and lift up their voice. You know, and show the people their sins, because we're living in a time where people, they don't have no shame to their game. Anything that feel good, they do it. And that's not what God is saying in this end time. And he's looking for a remnant of people that will say, no, that's not the way. Amen. Amen. And I declare, you know, the Satan is on the loose, but God is greater. He said, you know, if we're to be like Christ Jesus, and we're greater than what the spirit of, but you will never know it today, because it looks like everybody's looking for this and that and that. you know, instead of using the power that God has given us. Amen. We're tired of all the things that are happening. So when you get sick and tired of what's happening around you, you start, you know, using what's in your hand, what God has given you, the power of the Holy Ghost, and come against these spirits.
Amen. And as you said that, Minister Mildred, you know what? One thing about it, when it comes to the Spirit of the Lord, many times people don't understand the power and the magnitude of what God has given us. Amen. We think that many times that it resides only in the pastors, only in the leaders.
That's
it resides
right.
Only in those that have went to seminary school. Mm-hmm. It went to those, you know, who've gone through the process. And you know what? I ain't got my certificate from the church yet. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Your frame of mind has to understand this. The same power that worketh in Bishop Townsend is available to work through you equally as well.
Yes.
The same power that will work through me will work through you.
Yes, it will.
But are you willing to go through the same process?
Man.
Are you willing to devote quality time in seeking God's face, in seeking him? Remember when Jesus was just 12 years old, the Bible said he got separated, Minister Mildred, from his mother and father on a trip back from Jerusalem.
Yes.
They were on their way back home. And just like anything else, you get caught up in the festivities of family and acquaintances and kinfolks, and you're having a good time. And all of a sudden, in the hoopla of all of the family festivities, they looked around and said, where's my baby at? You know how mothers do.
Yes.
You know how y'all do.
Mm-hmm.
Where my baby at? You got my baby?
No,
I thought baby was with you.
Baby dying.
I thought baby was with you. And the word of God says that when they went back 3 days' journey, they had to go back 3 days out the way. But you know something about when you love Jesus, you don't mind going out the way.
Come on now, preacher.
You don't mind going out of the way.
Yes.
Whatever it takes to find Jesus, whatever it takes to have fellowship with him. So they went back 3 days' journey, and they found him in the temple.
Come on.
Huh? They found him inside the temple teaching the folk. My point is, brothers and sisters, that when you want something from God bad enough, you don't care how much of an inconvenience it is. Just like we're inviting you to come be a part of that conference coming up there. It might be inconvenient for you, but there's something that God got in specially for you, and you. To that woman that's going through an abusive marriage, God's got something for you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. To that man that's going through an abusive marriage, God's got something for you
something for you.
This conference.
Glory
to some
God.
Of you pastors, leaders, apostles, bishops, elders, God is revolutionizing the way that we perceive things in this time that we're in, Minister Mildred.
Yes.
We often hear people speak about a shift happening in the atmosphere. And I don't really think that many people understand what the shift is. And the shift is that God is bringing reformation to the mind frame of the body of Christ. Now, mind you, and please understand this with all diligence, 500 years ago, we had churches, we had priests, we had popes, we had the queens of England and the queens of Spain. And can I tell this with you? We had men of scientific nature, and you know what? They were all up under the same frame of mind, spiritually, naturally, scientifically. Bishop Townsend, what are you alluding to? They all believed that the world was flat.
Well,
500 years ago, there was nothing that you could do to tell them that the world was not flat. It had become the practical belief system of the era. But can I share something with you? A shift means that God is bringing reformation to the truth.
Hallelujah. That's it. That's it.
God is bringing reformation to the truth.
Truth. Hallelujah.
See, most people think a shift means that, you know what, we're getting out of the ghetto into the get more.
Yes.
My ship is getting ready to land. Uh-uh. But a shift is actually taking place to where we're no longer thinking war, but we're thinking peace.
Amen. It's
we're no longer greater. Thinking jealousy. We're no longer thinking me, myself, and I. And now the shift says that there's an abundance for everybody.
For everybody, Bishop. Glory.
You see, our thinking has captivated us and kept us divided for so long. It is our thinking. We have become like the Hatfields and McCoys, family feuds amongst people in the body of Christ.
Jesus.
Oh, y'all sanctified. We ain't got nothing to do with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all Church of God in Christ. We ain't got nothing to do with y'all. Oh, wait a minute. Y'all apostolic. Y'all in apostolic. All of this foolishness that God did not have any part in. But when the shift comes, I realize that one thing. Jesus said, I have sheep that are not of this fold. When the shift comes, when the shift comes, we stop fighting the women preachers.
All right.
And when the shift comes, we stop, and the women preachers stop trying to defend themselves.
All right.
When the shift comes, because I know who I am.
Hallelujah.
If you're a woman and a man come up to you and say, you ain't no woman. You ain't got to prove it to him. You ain't got to pull your clothes off and show him your physical anatomy.
Or argue with him.
Argue with him. Amen. man preach. If you say that God ain't called a woman to preach, why you got to sit up there and argue with that woman? Yeah. Don't you know if God ain't called her to preach, he gonna work that out?
Sure will. Ain't called you.
But now you can't say that you love God and then hate your sister.
Amen.
You can't do that. So a shift is happening in the paradigm within the body structure to help us to understand the times that we are now in. As I said before, the popes, the priests, and everybody thought that the earth was flat.
Yep.
And some of you are still in your spiritual mind still thinking things are flat. Amen. But God is bringing a shift for us to understand that we all need each other.
Oh, yes, we do.
We need each other. And yet the order will remain in the way that God got it to remain if we do what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
You see, our selfish desire has caused things to get out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You look in your home. Amen. There are pastors that's got children, but the children are just as wild as any wild boar.
Yep.
Why? Because they've put more emphasis on their ministry as opposed to what their order, which God got set. Go ahead, Minister Mildred.
That's the first ministry that, you know, instead of, you know, the church ministry, the home ministry is greater than that, you know. But what over the years, Bishop, that's been so out of order. And that's why this is the results of being, you know, of that being so. You know, the children are wild and this and that happened. Because a lot of time, let's be honest, the bishops, the pastors, they did not look, you know, and do the right thing in their homes. So they're more concerned about the work of the ministry over their own first ministry, which was supposed to be in the home.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Now, again, a shift means that we put things in their right priority and perspective. And one of the shifts means that when it comes to the thing, my priority to my church does not come to my priority over my wife or my family. I had the distinct pleasure of sharing with one pastor before. And this pastor, you know, we all have problems that we go through. But this pastor had a distorted view as to how the order goes. And the Bible says this. The Bible says that when a man marries a woman, he said, the two shall become one flesh. Wow. That means that they become each other's priority. Now, you know what? As much as I love my wife, and watch this, as much as I love my mother, and my mother could be disabled.
Yes.
My mother could be without. But according to the word of God, y'all with biblical understanding, tell me which comes first. Now, watch this. My mama laid up there. She's incapacitated. She can't wipe herself. She can't do anything. And yet, my wife got both of her legs. She's able to walk around. But according to God, who comes first, my incapacitated mother or my wife?
The wife, Bishop. And then a lot of time we don't understand, you know, that if you're a praying woman and or whatever, you know, that you can change your husband.
Well, you won't change him. God will.
God will touch him, you know, through the prayers. You know what I'm saying? And that husband will understand and be let that, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Prayer from that wife will call, or vice versa, whatever, yeah, whoever in need, you know. God will cause, you know, it to fall in line. But
the atmosphere of us praising God and giving him what he deserves will cause what the enemy thought to be for bad, God will turn it into good.
Every time.
If you can recollect and just think back momentarily, when Saul was looking for young David to destroy him, he sent some people out looking for David. And Minister Mildred, when they came within the perimeters of the prophets, watch this. Because the anointing that were on the prophets was so great, even the men that were not prophets, when they came within the proximity or the perimeters of the prophets, guess what they started doing? They started prophesying too. All I'm simply saying is that when our praise and our love and adoration for God becomes so magnified, the very things that we need to be done, God will do it. Finally, the Saul himself said, well, wait a minute. I done sent 4 or 5 people to go down there and find David, and all they do is telling me that these people is up here offering some prophetic utterance. He went himself. I guess he thought that he was going to be different. But when a shift takes place, when the actual shift that God intends to take place, it don't care who you are. I don't care about you having a title, apostle, bishop. It don't care about what auxiliary you it. When the shift takes place and God allows you to walk within the perimeters of it, then you're going to abide in it. Hey, we got to go. In the mega short, Saul started prophesying.
Yes, he did. Bless the
took off all his clothes and laid out there naked and started prophesying. God's going to take some things off. He sees you.
Yes.
And he's going to get you naked before him so he can get you to be what he wants you to be. Hey, look, we love you. In Jesus' name. Anything else, Minister Miller? Got about 10 seconds.
Well, we just bless God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Brothers and sisters, we'll be around. Here is the number to call if you wanted prayer.
And
for holiness.
Praise the Lord. We pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. And if it has, you can correspond with us by simply writing us at
111 Cloverdale Road, Natchez, Mississippi, 39120. That is 111 Cloverdale Road.